Now, it's the Mike Calter Show.
Of the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Now that the day is over.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. I don't know what... I can't keep track of what works and what doesn't work. Bone TV is not working or kind of working. Charlie from 90 Day Fiancé is going to be here in a minute. If you'd like to watch it, you can go to www.calta.tv. CALTA.TV. That is our YouTube channel, which we really don't use a lot, but it's there for us when we need it. We put the Chris Jericho interview up there live as it was happening. You will be able to watch the Charlie interview up there as it happens as well. Right, Joe?
Correct.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. I'm looking at it right now.
What do you see?
I see you, Michael.
Me?
Yes.
Why is not? How's everybody doing? Galvin, can you see it?
I'm going to pull it up right now. That's what I was...
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what works and what doesn't work.
Calta.tv.
Calta.tv. That should be the answer to all your problems.
Can I get this on the iPhone, Joe?
Yes.
Oh. Ooh. Technology. All sorts of it. Yeah. So just want to make sure that that's all working beforehand. Because there were people that are emailing me, and they're like, well, I kind of wanted to see this, and Bone TV is not working. And I'm like, I don't really know. I don't know what goes on.
It's
on TV. It is?
Yeah, we can just see you. The door's open. Spanish and Gio are not there.
Yeah, I don't know where'd Spanish go.
I think he went out there to.
People don't need to go get Charlie. What's with these chicken sausages he keeps making?
Well, he's really into them.
Why?
We bought them one time. They were really great. Actually, we made them 2 weeks ago, and they were so good he'd never had them in the toaster oven before. Michael, I introduced this to him and the mustard. He can't stop
in the
now.
Toaster oven.
Oh,
who are you? Who are you?
Believe me, I know what I'm doing.
I don't even know if we have a toaster oven. Back in the day, the toaster oven was the thing.
It's number one.
Now it's what? It's the air fryer.
Air fryer, yeah.
Air fryer is where to go. There's Charlie. What's going on? Come in. So now we're live on the air. Don't curse, Charlie. Here, we'll get you set up. We're talking about. Like most grown men, air fryers versus toasters. How are you, buddy? Nice to meet you. Let's get Charlie's headphones set up. Thanks for coming in, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
Is it odd that a man my age is such a fan of this lady show?
I mean, it's popular, man.
I went to Side Splitters, and I was doing stand-up, opening up for my buddy Bobby Kelly. And on my way in, I saw your sister and Andre walk out, and I went... Yeah, I was like, and then I got nervous that I had to go on stage while they were in the crowd, but thankfully they were leaving. But I started watching the show. My wife watches all crap TV. It's all she watches.
Yeah.
And she started watching the show, and I was there one day, and I was like, what is going on now? And they're like, oh, this lady lives in the Philippines, and this guy's trying to date her and bring her over here. And then I got sucked, and I'm talking like three seasons ago, and then I got sucked into it. And then nothing was better than Big Ed and his stupid no neck and all that stuff. And then I kind of fell off a little bit. Then I was like, I wasn't as into it. But, man, did you guys just bring me right back to being a hardcore fan.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, I would imagine this has been a good experience for you. Like, I wonder with my family, they probably were like, my dad wouldn't want this. My dad wouldn't want his private stuff being out there, but your dad seems to roll pretty well with it.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't mind, like, you know, some of my family don't like it, like my brother.
Yeah.
Dan. Like,
yeah, see, I didn't even know you had a brother.
Oh, yeah, I got six brothers and sisters.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to be a part of it.
Nah.
Yeah, is he angry at it, or is he, like, is he embarrassed by it, or does he just not want to be a part of it?
He just feels like it kind of, like, tears the family apart a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we all, I mean, I think
we
that
all
too.
Feel that way.
Yeah, I think that too. But then again, a buddy of mine is a video editor in New York, and he actually works on 90 Day Fiancé sometimes.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so I don't really know what's edited to look a certain way. I'm sure they make things look a lot worse or a lot less, you know, depending on what kind of story they want to tell.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know if it really does affect the family or if it just looks that way on TV.
I mean, our stuff's real.
Oh, you know? Yeah, it's real.
It's like, you know, and I don't know. It's just, it's a weird experience, like, you know, being on the show and, like, you know, having people recognize you and stuff like that. But,
well, let's start from the beginning. How does this work first? Who calls you? Do you know that your sister is looking for love in other countries?
Well, I know she was like traveling Europe.
Okay.
And I think she met him on like Tinder or something like that, and they kind of hooked up.
That makes a lot of sense because I would, in my mind, I feel like people who are looking like stupid Big Ed, who is looking for love, is because no woman in America wants to marry a guy that has no neck. Your sister is attractive, so I'm like, she doesn't need to look in other countries for guys. Clearly, there was some other reason. That's the reason. All right, so she's a traveler, and she's like, maybe I like a certain type of guy.
Yeah.
And then she meets Andre on Tinder.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's how they develop the relationship. Now, when do you guys know that she's in love with a foreigner?
So she was actually living with me at the time.
Okay.
And she was like always in her room, like Skyping with him and doing stuff like that. And so I was kind of like, you know, who's this guy? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, after that, like, she came to me and she was like, you know, I'm trying to get on this show, like, this and that, like, you know, this new show. I've never heard of the show.
Right.
You know, this was like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago.
So she's already in this process, and now there's a show about people who are doing this, so she's like, I got to get on this show.
I guess. I mean, I never heard of it.
Right.
All I know is that she came to me and was like, they want you to interview, like, you know, and explain to them, like, our situation and, like, how you feel about it and things like that. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it started. But.
At what point did they start bringing the whole? Because you got your sisters that we see on there. You got your father. You got, I mean, they, everybody. They really wanted every. They must have looked at you guys and said, "This is going to be a fun family."
Yeah, I mean, we got a big family, so there's a lot of drama.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm not sure, like, when, like, my dad and them came in the picture. Like, I guess when Andre came to America.
Yeah. You
know? But then I didn't really come into the picture until, like, we went to Moldova, you know.
Which was absolutely one of the best moments on television. Now, for those of you who don't watch the show, I'm gonna explain as a viewer what I see, and then you can tell me where I may be right or wrong.
Okay.
So, Andre has some weird ways of thinking. Some of the things that they show that he says, like, he expects your dad to pay for some stuff. And as a man, I'm like, no, I would never want that. I'd rather be poor than have to have this guy funding. That's just the way I'm thinking while I'm watching. Yeah. So he has hit your dad up, and your dad seems to be a pretty generous guy. He also seems like I actually liked your dad before I liked you. I saw your dad on the show, and we have mutual friends, and I'm like, I want to hang out with the old man. He seems like he'd be fun. And then they got married, but then you went to Moldova and had another wedding over there, right?
Exactly.
And this looks like a traditional American wedding. Everybody's in tuxedos. It all looks nice. And everything seems to be going really good. How much have you had to drink at that point?
At what point?
At the point that you decide, I'm going to make a speech.
I mean,
the speech heard around the world.
I'd say too much.
Yeah. Now, but my thing is that, so you, after everything is good and everybody's high-fiving, you're like, I got something to say. And you're like, stop taking money from my dad in the most dramatic of ways. And it is great. Like, it's one of those where I'm watching the show and I sit up and I go, holy, this is awesome. And at this point, nobody snatches the microphone from you, which blows my mind. Like, part of me is like, your family is genius because let this guy go and let him say all the bad things. This is great TV. Are they thinking that or are they like,
no.
What? Yeah.
They were surprised as everybody else. Though,
yeah.
You know. I don't know what my dad was thinking. Like, I don't know why he let me take the mic. But oh well.
It seemed to me, although you weren't, you didn't seem like obnoxious or anything. But your face was visibly drunk. Like, you look like, you're at a wedding. You're celebrating.
I mean, we were drinking vodka like all day.
Yeah. So, and at what point did you decide I'm going to talk? Did you right at that moment?
Basically.
Yeah.
Because like my dad was talking. It's like, bro, like, you know. You're over here paying for the wedding, kissing their ass, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to step up and say something because, like, the rest of my family feels the same way that I feel, you know.
But nobody wants to say anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah. You did that. Now, as it's I was surprised that you were able to get everything out of it. Now, what about the Moldovians where they're like, what did he say? You know,
that's a good question. I don't know if they understand English or not.
Yeah. Did you get along with the family, like his family?
Yeah, they were cool.
I mean,
they were a lot more chill and cool than, like, Andre.
Yeah. Know? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, what do you, like, he seemed, like, I bet if he was here and he was alone, I would like him, I would talk to him, and he'd be fine. But on the show, he bugs me a little bit. Like, he seems to me, like the, some of the things he says, it blows my mind that he thinks the way he does.
He's entitled. I mean,
he definitely seems entitled.
The only way I can explain it, like, he's entitled, like, he just wants hands out, he doesn't want to work, you know.
But yet, I really feel like him and your sister have a good relationship.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, well, like they seem like you look at their social media and you look at them on the show and you're like, oh, it seems to be working out for them. And then And then some of the things you see on TV, you're like, I don't know if I could live with that guy. Like, he'd drive me nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, in any relationship, you have your good and your bad.
Yeah.
So.
Would you, what is your relationship like with him now? Like, known, huh? You guys don't talk?
Not really, no.
To your sister either, or as a result, or less?
Yeah. I mean, that's our relationship, too, you know, because.
Yeah.
Me and Andre don't really get along. We don't see eye to eye. Like, you know, he feels like he's entitled to stuff from my family. And I'm like, no, get out of here, bro.
So the last thing I was entrenched in, because it's been a little while, was when he was going to be working with the family business. And he was going to be doing the houses and all that stuff. And not everybody was on the same page there. It seems like your dad's like, I want to be nice. This is my son-in-law. I want to bring him into the thing. But then Andre has his own way of wanting to do things.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my dad, you know, he comes from a good place. Like, you know, I'm going to help my daughter, help them out. But then he throws them in to our thing. And that creates, like, a lot of controversy.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, it's like, hey, Chuck, you know, I want to be your partner, and I want $100,000.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Where does that come from? Who does that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, you know, if you want to, like, come in and work your way up, that's fine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna hate on you. Like, go ahead and work your way up. But, like, he comes in, like, nope, I'm going to be the partner. I want $100,000. Like, this is my property. Like, bro. Like, nah, bro.
And how does your dad handle that at the end of the day? Because you don't want to upset your daughter, but you can't be taken advantage of.
I mean, he tries to play both sides, and like, it's, you know, it doesn't work.
Do you think there's a part of him that he may just be a great schemer?
My dad?
No. You're Andre. Like, he may be like most of these 90 Day Fiancé foreigners. That, I mean, look, you watch some of these, the Nigerian guy, and you're like, there's no way he's in love with this girl. Maybe the Angela one I can get, but the other one, the what was the other one we said, Galvin?
Baby Lisa.
Baby. Remember? Yeah, I'm like, nobody loves that woman. There's no way. That guy wants to get out of Nigeria or wherever the hell he lives. Do you think Andre just may be like a master manipulator that he's here and now he's just trying to drain your family of all the money?
I mean, it kind of seems like that. I mean, because, like, Moldova, like, nobody wants to live in Moldova. You know? And, like,
it was very clear that nobody had heard of Moldova until the show.
I never heard of it.
I had to Google it to find out where it was and where
it's
you
like
guys
a poor Eastern European country.
Right.
Former USSR country or whatever.
And how did your sister, was he in Moldova at the time that they met, or was he traveling as well?
I think he was living in Ireland.
Oh.
Like, he worked his way
out of Moldova
to Ireland.
Yeah.
And then eventually to the U.S.
Hell, so he's got a plan.
I guess so.
You guys got to be on alert for this guy.
Yeah.
This is Charlie. Charlie is on 90 Day Fiancé. And how do you see yourself on the show? Like, I keep calling you the villain of the show. And I don't mean that. Yeah. People are like, I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think you're the bad guy. I think you're the guy who is, it's kind of like the villain that you root for. You know what I mean? Like, you're like the bad guy that you kind of like.
Anti-hero.
Yeah. Maybe that's a better term.
I don't know, man. I just be myself. Like, I go in there, like, and I talk about things that Libby and Andre are trying to do.
Yeah.
And you know.
Do you ever say, I'm going to turn it up a little bit for the TV? Like, or you just like, no, this is just who I am.
It's who I am. I mean, like, people call me an asshole, but.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? I would wear that as a badge of honor in this situation. You've earned that.
I just, like, you know, if I see things that are going wrong in my family, I'm going to speak up.
Right.
That's just who I am. You know, and if people don't like it, I mean, I don't really care.
Now, tell me the upsides of the fame and the downsides of it.
Upside, I mean, like, you know, people recognize you. That's cool, whatever.
Yeah.
But downsides, all the trolls online. I mean, I don't really care about them, but it's like, they kind of like, when they talk crap about my wife and stuff, that gets her.
Yeah, because now she's in the peripheral. She's taking some of the shrapnel and she didn't do anything.
Exactly.
It's all because
they hate me.
Yeah. But as a result of the fame from television, you can parlay that into other things. I would imagine you'd want to promote this, but it seems like everybody has OnlyFans now.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. If you can find a way to find guys from around the world to send you money for being pretty or doing whatever you do, take it. Who do you want to plug any of the OnlyFans? I want to know who has them and who's plugging them, and let's get to them.
My wife.
Yeah.
She has OnlyFans. Megan Pot has. I got OnlyFans. Charlie Pot has.
What do you do? You showing your wiener online?
I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes.
Charlie, I'll be honest. You came in
not really. I don't do that.
You came in here, and you're in a lot better shape than you were at the at the Moldova drunken greatest speech heard around the world.
About 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Doing keto and stuff.
But you're like, look, I got a thing going now. I'm on TV. People know who I am. I'm a good-looking guy. So now on the OnlyFans, what are you doing on your OnlyFans? Like for real? Like what? Like I don't know. I have never seen it. I've only seen still shots from something, not yours.
You gotta subscribe.
But I mean, like, is it like when I get a girl's OnlyFans, I'm seeing nip shots and a couple of alone moment times. Do guys do the same thing?
Nip shots?
Will we see a naked Charlie on OnlyFans?
Nah.
Okay. But is
just
it
like stuff that you wouldn't put on Instagram? Like
that's what I'm saying. Like,
boxers and stuff like that.
Okay, and you can also like do you do is it all live stuff or all?
I never done live. I mean, no. I thought about it. But,
yeah. And how is that going for you?
It's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really post a lot. It's kind of strange because like it's mostly like gay guys that subscribe.
Take what you
get.
I don't really care.
But, yeah. You know, it's just kind of weird, but. You know, my wife, she really doing good on there.
She's on there a lot?
Yeah.
And now is she, because I would imagine she's getting a lot of, holy cow, that's a dude from 90 Day Fiancé's wife. And then there's probably 50% of it is just another hot chick on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sisters too?
Yeah, I think my sister Becky was the first one to get on OnlyFans.
I don't even know which one Becky is. I get confused.
Becky is like the skinny, tall one.
They're all, okay. There. I've seen. So when we started talking about it a couple of weeks ago, people sent me still shots, and there was some good dirty stuff on there, and I was like, "Look at these kids kicking it out!" Yeah, you want to see them? No, not you, not you. Of the sisters.
Oh no, I want to see that.
Yeah, I'd imagine you know. But part of me, I was like, I'm all for it, but at the same time, it is a little bit. It's got to be a little awkward for your dad, and you know, for anybody else. Because you know people are going to talk about it. You know, it's going to get out there.
It's more my mom. Like my mom is like,
yeah.
You know, what are you doing? You know, showing your parts on that? Yeah. Like people are always like, "Oh, you're doing porno." Like, bro, I'm not doing porno, bro.
Listen, like, I gotta tell you right now, if I could find out that there was a city of gay guys in Hungary and all they wanted to watch was me do solo stuff, I would do it every day if I was getting money for it. I just have kids. I don't want it to be here. I don't want it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, That's the kind of stuff that I have to think about.
That's the downside of it.
Yeah.
You know, with the kids and the you know your mom and stuff like that.
Yeah. But, do your kids know? Are they aware of the? Nah. I don't know how old they are.
Nah, my oldest is 11. Charlie is like she just watches anime and stuff.
Right. So they don't. Does your oldest know about the TV show? Do they? Know? Well, I got maybe got cameras up all the time.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, they don't watch it. I mean, I watch like YouTube and stuff.
Do you get any crap at school? That's what I always worry about with this show. Is that my kids when they went to school, that people who didn't like me would take it out on him?
Yeah. Nah, I mean, I haven't got any of that. I mean, like, I don't think. Their age really watching that show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. At 11 years, I think you're right there. Yeah. This is Charlie. Charlie is on 90 Day Fiancé.
Water?
Yeah. Wait. How do you say your last name?
Pothast.
Pothast. I couldn't
it's German.
Figure. Yeah, I was like, am I, is there two T's? The second T's throwing me off a little bit.
Yeah.
Charlie lives here in Wesley Chapel, and he, who would have thought out of all the places in the world that they could have brought people in for that show that they would have hit your family in Wesley Chapel? I think that was a. That was
crazy.
Good for Tampa, yeah. But this area, I mean, they had the other guy who was in the relationship with the guy in Puerto Rico, I think, that was from St. Petersburg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're you know, you would think Florida man, we'd have more stories coming out of this area. Now, how much, I know you can't talk about things that haven't aired yet. We don't want to get in any trouble. But how long are you contracted to do the TV show? Because it would seem to me if I was a TV executive, we have a spinoff show to do with you and
right,
your family.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie's in charge.
Yeah.
Charlie versus Andrea.
Yeah. But I mean, would
no,
that
it's,
be...
I was in a contract for last season. I mean...
That's it?
Yeah. They pretty much do season to season.
So, but have they talked about, like, doing another season? I mean, you guys are one of the most successful ones on there.
Yeah, I mean, they've talked about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you did. Have you ever heard this show before? I don't know if you ever listened. I don't know what kind of music you like or what you do. But I have been talking about it for some time, and I offered a huge cash prize for you and Andre to fight each other at a boxing match. What would you ever do that? Could you beat up Andre? Because I am on your side on this. However, Andre's out there doing old school Russian backyard exercises.
Yeah, I mean, I think whoever gets the first shot.
I think that if you do, you're still drinking, right?
I mean, yeah.
No, I mean, like casually.
Yeah.
I say we load you up with some Moldovan vodka, and I think you could fight whoever you want. You could fight a bear if you wanted to.
Probably.
Yeah. What would stop you two from fighting in a fight? Like if there was a good cash prize for it.
I don't know.
Like I mean, like the network can't say anything about that, or like would they step in, or would they not like that, or would they like that?
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Would you do that?
I'm down for anything.
You would fight Andre if I put up $10,000 to the winner.
$10,000?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Listen, I was going to start at $5,000, and then so I just went right to $10,000 to make it more appetizing.
Maybe $20,000.
Oh, $20,000 is right. But $20,000 would only go to the winner. Could you guarantee a victory?
I mean, you know, I'm not a boxer, but
right. Well, neither is he, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you fight to the death? And whoever wins gets the money and the love of your dad.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Seriously, would you do something like that if we could put it together? Because we do an event every year called a Punch Out.
Yeah.
And and it's been huge. But I would think taking it to the next level would be having you guys fight would bring in a whole different audience. Think of all the training videos you can make on your OnlyFans. Nah, your whole gay audience would love you.
That's true.
I think that would be huge, but we'd have to convince Andre to do it.
Yeah, I'm not scared.
If you really wanted to do it, then you really gotta. We'd have to start calling Andre a pussy in order to rope him in and make him do it.
I mean,
listen, I'm not gonna be. I'm a little scared. I wouldn't want to fight him. I wouldn't want to fight you either.
He's the most sensitive big dude you ever meet.
Like sensitive, crying wise.
Mad sensitive.
Like, really.
Like, he can't take criticism. Like, he can't, like, you know, if you talk
crap.
Yeah. Then, you know, it's all like, oh, don't say that about me. You're not my friend. No, you know, you can't joke with me, bro.
So you can get in his head, you think?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I think this would be great. I'm telling you right now, if you look at the two of you and you don't know you, you might want to put the money on Andre because he's got the abs. And he's out there doing Russian sled work.
He's got about a couple inches and about probably 40 pounds on me. So,
but if you know a little bit about the situation and you get Moldovan wedding Charlie out there, then my money's 100% on you. I'd like to get in your camp. I'd like to get this going.
Well, you know, we had Andre scheduled to call the show like a week or so ago. And then for whatever reason, they canceled. They're like, oh, he's not going to be able to do it now. Because I reached out to Charlie and I reached out to Andre. And they were like, okay, let's do it. And then they canceled. So I'm Team Charlie 100% now because they screwed us over.
Do you think he's afraid of us? Do you think maybe he heard some of a thing and he got sensitive and he was afraid to come on the show?
Yeah, he's scared.
Yeah.
I figure maybe he heard something and they were upset or whatever. We never said anything bad.
No. I don't have anything bad to say about anybody on the show. I think the show is entertaining. I think the family at its basis is a good family.
Yeah.
This is just good drama that every family has that we get to watch it unfold. What are the holidays going to be like at your house?
I mean, we weren't there.
Yeah. I mean, what's going to happen? Like, I would imagine your sister at one point is going to go, look, we need to all squash this.
Yeah, my family's kind of divided right now. I'm on, like, the outside right now.
Oh, you're the outsider.
Yeah.
All right. You can come to my house for Thanksgiving if you want to. I like you. I think this is great. We realize we're going to have... I want to turn this up now. I really want to get under Andre's skin, and I want him to want to fight you. Honestly, we're going to have a big sellout crowd. If we get you guys fighting, too, we may have to move it to a bigger arena. We may have to do this someplace huge. Well, we had it scheduled for last year, and then we had to nix it. It was supposed to be at Robart Arena in Sarasota, and we had to nix it because of the pandemic. We kept pushing it off and pushing it off. Then they were talking about doing a pay-per-view, and then they kind of just let it go by the wayside. But I definitely want to bring it back. I mean, we've had some good fights.
It's been huge in the past.
Yeah, Spanish fought Martin Gramatica, who used to be the kicker for the Bucks. Yeah, and
Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, Martin won, but I would say it was probably closer to a draw.
Yeah.
The judges gave it to Martin because he had Super Bowl rings, but I would say it was. But they were beating the snot out of each other. Both of them, we gave them a proper amount of time to train and get ready for it, and then Martin got in there and took his shirt off, and we were like, oh, Spanish is dead. But Spanish trained well, and they had a real good fight. I mean, we literally were putting thousands of people in these events.
We also had a woman who used to be a man fight a man who used to be a woman.
Yeah, which was also great. And then we do how about this? Galvin's back at the station. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. You're good. We also do a woman's battle royal for $1,000. So all the women get in the ring, and they have to throw each other out. Last woman in the ring is the winner. We might have to up that prize and get your sisters in the in the ring as well.
Yeah, I mean, they've turned into fighters lately. So.
Yeah. They start out by throwing drinks on each other, and then they start throwing each other out of the ring. I think it would be good. I'm seriously going to move forward the plans. I'll keep in touch with you, and if you would really want to do this, we embarrass Andre into doing it, and this could be one of the biggest things ever. I mean... We'll put it'll be on video, it'll be out there, and I would think that people that were fans of the show would probably come here from around the country to see you guys.
Seems like everybody's boxing these days. Like
yeah.
Jake Paul and all that.
Right. I mean, look what that's got. None of them were boxers. Now they've turned that into a way to... But yeah. You have legitimate beef. That's the thing. Yeah. And you guys are both about the same size. You're both kind of anger issues. And you're both fighting for your family. I think this would be a good matchup.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm down.
All right, listen. Charlie, to quote my friend Charlie, I'm down. This means we have to get on Andre about it. Should we try to call him? You want to call him and right now? When's the last time you saw him?
It's been forever.
Like months ago?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what? And you guys ever wouldn't you worry about like running into each other in the store or whatever in Publix? Not like would it be weird? Would it be uncomfortable?
No, actually we were at dinner one time and Libby and Andre walked in.
Oh really?
And like you know my kids were there, so they were like waving and saying hi, and like he was like yeah. Didn't talk to us.
So you waved into the eye and he blew you
out. I was like, you know, saying hi to Libby or whatever.
Right, right. And he just blew you out.
Go this way.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his problem, Charlie?
It's like, why are you mad sensitive, bro?
You've been here for what? Half hour, 20 minutes? I like you already. You're a nice guy. You're calm. You chill out. I got to tell you, I was in the middle of the road, but now I'm starting to dislike Andre altogether. You're changing my path right now. Do you know his phone number, Gio? Should we call him?
No, I don't have his now.
Do you want to leave him a message? Do you want to threaten to fight him? I mean, if you tell him I'd be willing to fight you, and I also think you're soft. I think you're too much of a pussy to take it. He has to accept the challenge.
Probably.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Here's what we can do. Galvin?
Yeah.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna let Charlie challenge Andre to the fight, and then we could play that for Andre, because eventually we're going to get him. Eventually we'll get him on the show. Will you, Charlie, fight Andre at the punch-out? And can you beat him?
Yes, I will fight Andre at the punch-out, and I will beat him.
For sure you could beat him.
I mean, you know, nothing for sure in life, but...
But, I mean, like, I'm saying in your head, you're like, I could do this.
I mean, you have to give me a little while to train.
Yeah, we're not rushing it. And we could put it off to November if we had to.
Yeah.
But I think that you can get inside his head. Like for people who don't like him now that's his weak spot, is to just know that you can insult him and he's a crybaby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't take criticism well.
Doesn't take criticism. Very soft. And
mad sensitive.
Mad sensitive.
Like, bro.
That's his new thing now. Mad sensitive Andre.
Because, like, it's like, bro, this guy's, like, going around, like, call me a bum, bro. It's like, yeah. Bro, you haven't had a job since you've been in America.
He's still not working?
What's his job?
I don't know. I just assume your dad had a job.
I own and manage rental properties. Like,
right.
What does he do? Like, I don't think he's had a job since he's been in America.
Is he allowed to work? Is he all legal? Everything's good?
Yeah, I mean, I guess
so. I just assume that he I don't really know what was recorded as opposed to like the timeline. So I don't know that if he wasn't working before, that he's not working for your dad now. So he's not working for your dad. Or you don't know.
I mean, I haven't really talked to him, so.
I gotta tell you, we might have to.
I do my own thing, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, I gotta tell you, I enjoyed meeting you. I think that I look forward to watching Sunday's show now more than ever. The show is 90 Day Fiancé. If you haven't watched it, you are missing out. Now, I imagine you can go back and watch all the episodes on demand and all that stuff. So if you're just listening today and you're like, I got to see what this is all about, go watch it. If you want to start with this season or last season and watch Andre and Libby and then how Charlie comes into the picture and realize that if you ever have to give a speech at the wedding, it's got to top Charlie's speech. When you said to him, I think you just stopped taking money from my dad. it was one of the best moments ever.
That was a fun wedding.
It was. I bet it was. I
had a good time.
The Moldovan people are like, what did he say? What's going on?
American asshole.
Oh, that's how we should bill it. The American asshole versus the mad sensitive Moldovan. That's going to be the match.
You got it.
All right. Charlie, thank you. I appreciate you coming in here. Let's stay in touch. Let's move this along. I'd really like to do this. We got to take a quick break. It's a Mike Calter.